Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ho, ho, ho. 'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season to be pretty chilly. Good morning, everyone. Yep, this is the season not only to be jolly and celebrate the holidays and take part in the hunting seasons, but be aware, it is hypothermia season. That's a fancy name for freezing to death. You know, if you fall in the water and you get wet in the summertime, it can cool you off. It can even be funny, but it's very serious this time of the year. In fact, it can be deadly. Hypothermia, take your precautions, stay in the boat, bring dry clothes, and if someone does get wet, don't make them stay out in the cold like somebody did me one time. Get them in quick. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this morning. The Hobie Saltwater Series is going on this morning in Galliano. 44 brave souls will be headed out in kayaks competing for some prizes and some bragging rights. We'll have a report on that coming up with Eric Mohabarak, our paddling reporter. Also want to include good luck to those who will be out on today's first in many, many decades black bear hunt. It's a lottery hunt. There were 10 lucky applicants who received permits, and I'm sure we'll be seeing some photos appearing on social media later on today. Also, while you're getting ready to do some shopping, I've got some top 10 gift ideas. Maybe you didn't think about these for sportsmen or sportswomen on your Christmas shopping list. I'll run down those for you. Might save you some thinking and shopping by giving you some ideas. Well, duck season closed in the east zone. We're now into the last 2 days of the first split of the west zone, so there's plenty of duck hunting to go. We'll have a live report coming up, and I also got a question for you duck hunters. I've been getting some reports of people shooting some ducks, especially teal, with bands on them. Have you ever shot a banded bird, be it a any migratory waterfowl or even turkeys that have leg bands or bill bands, and now they got radio collars on them and lots of other tracking devices? Tell me where it was banded, where you shot it, and what species it might have been. And you can text that along with your comments, your questions, and we'll add those in with the reports of our professional fishing captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message real time. Comes here to the studio, 504-260-187. I appreciate those of you trying to send me photos, but that text cannot take photos. You got to do that on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Use the contact button, and you can attach away there. Well, we've also got a special live report. It's going to be a familiar voice. It's a co-host of this show formerly, and also she co-hosts Bayou Wild TV. We're talking about Captain Martha Marty Spencer is going to join us. Talk about some hot winter fishing going on in Cocodrie out of the Coco Marina, one of the ports that she guides out of. Also, it's Bad Boy, the Outdoor Show. We got another charter fishing guide imposter. This time a Florida resident was busted using social media, which led the agents directly to his doorstep. And I'll remind you about the Baddest of the Bad contest. If you're not familiar with it, I'll explain how that works. It's coming up in a few weeks, and folks love to participate in that. We got a coastal marine forecast for you, and boy, I'll tell you what, it's chilly out there. If you're north of I-10, your temperature's right now low to high 30s. If you're south of high 10, low to high 40s. And extreme areas down along the coast, Venice and Grand Isle, those are our warmest spots. It's a lot warmer there, 55 in Venice and 51 in Grand Isle. You're looking at a northeast wind offshore 10 to 18, pretty brisk. I would expect that to kick up some 3 to 4 foot seas. If you're on the interior lakes and bays, that northeast wind's going to persist pretty much all weekend, 8 to 15 knots. A lot of water moving, 1.1 average tide range. Not much chance of rain at all today, but later tomorrow you can see some of it starting to move in from the Texas coast. Mississippi River sitting at 3.3, fairly low for this time of the year, and steady for those of you whose fishing and hunting is affected by the Mississippi River, and that includes a lot of you. Coming up right after this, we're going to be joined by Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina, and we're going to hear a brand new theme song for Robbie Campo, one of our longtime field reporters. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Well, down by the bay where the waters shine, there's a little piece of heaven mighty fine. Campos Marina, where the shrimp grow big, a gift from the Lord, it's the realest gig.
Campos Marina has a theme song, and it's all about Robbie Campos, Campo Marina Shrimp. Robbie, what's the basis for that song? Where did that come from? That's great.
I tell you, Don, my oldest son's a crab fisherman, okay? So his deckhand, who he's really into rap music more than he is anything. He wrote this song, and he did it on this AI thing. I really don't know how it all works, but he sent it to me. He goes, my older son sent it to me. He said, Dad, listen to this. He said, Chris made this song. And I was like, I was pretty impressed with it. So, yeah, it is pretty cool. So,
well, it might make the charts, man. It's got a catchy sound, and I love it. And for a rap guy, he did a pretty good country impersonation. Of course, with AI, things are possible, you know.
Yeah,
well, congratulate him. Tell him he did a good job, and we're going to play it on a regular basis because I think it's a great song. Well, Robbie, I imagine it's chilly down there. You got you some heat?
Well, you know, Don, it is, yeah, I got an insulated suit on. I got my heat on. I got my insulated bibs and my big jacket on. It's a little bit chilly. But, you know, Don, yesterday was a lot colder than it was today. It is this morning, I should say. It was 41 yesterday morning. We got a little bit of cloud cover last night to kind of held this heat in, so it's 46 this morning. Our high yesterday was around, I want to say around 50, and it only cooled off like 4 degrees. So it's not really that much colder than it was yesterday evening at dark. So, but I tell you, Don, Biloxi Marsh is hot with both ducks and fish. So it's been good, for both fishing and duck hunting. We had a lot of duck hunters coming out this past week, and it's the last weekend before the split. So if you're trying to get some of that done, guys, y'all be careful out there. Be safe. The lake, if you're trying to cross Lake Bourne, I wouldn't suggest that this morning. It's blowing 16, 17 miles an hour down here right now out the northeast. But I tell you, Don, this past week was some great fishing. Now, you know, when this front came through, we did see that the water temperature dropped around that 52-degree mark, which is just about the point where trout start getting kind of lethargic and not biting as good as you would like. So, but you don't have to get here early. They've been catching more of the fish later in the day than they've been catching early in the morning. So I think you let that sun come up and let it warm up a little bit and get that water temperature around 53, 54 degrees, and they've been catching pretty good on the bottom, not under a caulk, on the bottom. I did fish this past week with Captain Giacomo. We went Tuesday, and we went back over to the Ward Lake of Two Trees. We did put some trout in the boat and some sheephead in the boat. Not a great day, but we did manage to put some fish in the boat. So, it all depends on where you're going, Don. If you're going to go fishing up in the Biloxi Marsh and you want to stay around that St. Malo area, around Bayou Sioux, you know, to fish the bayous along the edge of the lake shore, and you're fishing the bottom, be prepared. You're going to get some blue cats because there's a bunch of blue cats stacked up in those holes right now. So, which is not a bad fish to
I'll
eat
take
either. So,
I'll
but
take just, yes,
yeah, right. Yeah, I will too. So, anywhere you go, it's got a deep hole, and you're trying to fish speckled trout on the bottom. Be prepared. You will catch some blue cats, and they are pretty tasty also. So. I think today is going to be more of mixed boxes than it's going to be more speckled trout. So, you know, they've been catching plenty of redfish back behind the Hopedale area, and they've been doing good with speckled trout over there too. But it's you just got to let that sun come up and let it warm up that water a little bit. Don, it's you know, we're at this point in time where you know we're going to start getting. It looks like we're going to start getting front after front. So you know. Everybody's asking about bait. I said, look, guys, here's the scenario with bait. If it doesn't get too cold too fast, and we do get some warm-ups in the middle of this, because I think we're supposed to get 70 tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, and you know, and we get some warm-ups in between these fronts, I think these shrimp will hang around, you know, live bait will hang around a little bit longer. But if we start getting cold blast after cold blast after cold blast, well, you know what? You know what that means. They're gonna push out. So, hopefully, they stick around at least until the first of the year. So, you know, I'm hoping that they last longer than that. That these cold fronts, you know, just kind of, you know, this is just the beginning of it, and I know we're gonna get them, but I hope they spread out further where we got more warm ups in the middle of the week, so we could have live bait. So, that just remains to be seen. Hopefully that'll work out for us.
Well, once they hear that song, those shrimp are going to hang in there as long as they can. Hey, Robbie, one last thing.
So.
with the you know, a lot of people, when you hear north wind, they're concerned about the plug being pulled out in shallow water, mud flats. You should have enough east in that wind to hold the water in the marsh, okay, huh?
Water levels are about normal right now, Don. I just walked out by the bayou side here before I got on the phone with you here. Water levels are not real, real low, and they're not real, real high. It's about normal tide right now, so you don't have to worry about getting stuck anywhere. One last thing, Don. You know, we was talking about the stand safety last week. I was looking on. I was you know, just flipping through Facebook. Hank Parker, and we all know who Hank Parker is, right? Big three bass, you know, Bassmaster Classic tournament fisherman. You know, we all know who Hank Parker is. Hank Parker fell out of a tree stand, putting a tree stand up, while not wearing a safety belt. He said the only thing that didn't hurt on him was his hair. So remember, guys, if Hank Parker could get hurt putting up a regular ladder stand without a safety belt, make sure that you wear yours if you're in a lock-on or a climbing stand or even in a ladder stand. Anything can happen. Just make sure you're wearing your stuff, people. There's no deer in these woods that's worth getting crippled over. So I saw that. I wanted to share that with you, Don, because
yeah,
Hank Parker he's a true legend of the fishing industry and the hunting and the outdoor industry. And you know, it almost happened to him. So he didn't get any broken bones in it, but he's sore from head to toe. So if this could happen to him, this could happen. You know, you're not invincible. We're not superheroes. And when we hit the ground at 50, 60 years old, and things hurt for a long, long time. So,
oh, look, and there's some dangerous stuff. I can remember a guy fell out of a stand and was like a Punjab steak. I mean, he had been cutting. He had been whacking some small trees at the bottom of his stand and basically made a spear. He fell on it, a freak accident, went in his neck, and he bled out right there and died on the scene. There's more people have been injured in falls from stands than ever been even close to being shot in accidents. So hopefully that'll serve to remind people and wake them up. And, hey, that makes a great Christmas gift. If you got a deer hunter on your list, buy them a safety harness.
That's right.
A lot of people don't have them. Wrap it up and give it to them and give you a little piece.
And look, not only the safety harness, you got to get them a slide rope that goes with it. So,
yeah,
you know,
so you can get back down.
The safety line that goes with it. So, you know, be safe out there, people. That's all I'm asking. So, all right, Don, okay. We'll talk to you next Saturday, buddy.
All right. Hopefully people will comment on you. They'll call you or stop in and tell you how much they like that song. Let's see. I think it's a
all
great
right,
song.
Don,
we'll see if it can make a number one on the charts. See you next week, Rob.
Maybe so. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. Robbie Campo. Campo's Marina Shell Beach. Got a new theme song. All right. We come back after this break. I'm going to start off with our top 10 Christmas gift ideas you may not have thought about. We also got a freshwater fishing report from Toledo Bend. And it is fantastic if you want to head up there and make a wintertime trip. More fishing reports, your text messages, 504-260-1870. We got any bear hunters, people lucky enough to get a permit? And do we have anybody who shot ducks with bands? Where were they banded originally, and where did you recover the band? We're back with all of that right after this three-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don DeVue, Radio Network.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, got a fishing report from my friend Josh Sykes of Bent Rods Guide Service up on Toledo Bend. He fishes Toledo Bend Lake and Sam Rayburn, and it has been on fire up there. In fact, I'm going to be making a trip up there in the next couple of weeks, recording an episode of Bayou Wild TV. Hopefully get a combination of crappie, which for those of you around I-12 means white perch, and if you're below I-10, it means sockeye, all the same fish, and bass features. So hopefully we'll get that accomplished, and we'll alert you when that'll be airing. But for now, if you headed up that way, the crappie are making their annual migration into the Sabine River. Some people say Sabine, whichever you prefer. The north end of the lake is picking up with lots of big crappie being caught on standing timber on the river channel ledge. Both jigs and shiners are catching fish, but the jigs are doing better. And they're deep. You got to target timber in 18 to 25 feet, something we don't fish very much here in South Louisiana. And the fish are close to the bottom. Live scope, of course, helps. Bass are in a feeding frenzy. They're packing in the pounds before the winter really sets in. They're targeting main lake drains and creeks, and they're looking for shad. If you find the shad, the bass aren't going to be far behind. Try crankbaits, the Alabama rigs, and if you got a scope shad, that's been their three best baits. A scope shad, Alabama rig, and a crankbait. That's the best baits for the week. 50 to 100 bass a day catch and release is pretty typical right now. And if I were to recommend to someone, give them advice on where to go in Louisiana to catch a trophy bass, I'd have to send them to Toledo Bend, one of the top fishing spots. All right, we're going to get to some of your text messages right now. Let's see who's out. We got the Steel Man checking in from Gay Dawn. Know what he's doing down there. He's looking for quackers. He's with Big Burr Sr., B-Money, and he has green on the mind this morning. I'm thinking that's green heads. B-Money demonstrated some excellent gumbo cooking last night and wanted to know if I received the audio recordings of Big Burr Sr. and my duck calling. Happy hunting. I did not. So if you tried to attach it to this text number, that's probably why I didn't get it. Go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Use the Contact Don button, and you can attach that. I'd love to hear your audio recordings of the duck calling. Those guys and girls have a lot of fun down there. The match director is checking in today, and you're going to recognize some of these names. They give themselves some of these handles when they check in with us on a regular basis. So if you got one, let us know what it is. Today is Election Day. Yeah, remind everyone about that. Going to run a precinct in Jefferson Parish as an election commissioner. Be sure to vote. Here's someone who it's a Point Lahash Whistler. The Whistler shot two banded blue wings in Point Lahash. One was banded in Saskatchewan and the other in, it says Crotch Springs. That's probably a misspell. That's Crotch Springs. I guess it must have been banded on the way back. I don't know. I don't think they did any banding of teal in Louisiana, but possibly they did. Anyway, congratulations. If you've gotten a banded duck, and if I have time, maybe I'll tell you my one banded goose story. I got time to tell you that. All right, we got some more text to get to. We'll do that. Get to I'll give you 10 ideas for Christmas gifts you may not have thought about. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the opening today of the black bear season in Louisiana. Seems strange mentioning that, huh? It's It's been decades since black bear were allowed to be hunted in Louisiana. All right, we're back with more right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, more texts are coming in. We get them in throughout the show to 504-260-1870. Put it in your contact list. All right, Wingbone in Alabama, one of our Alabama buddies, says, deer not moving around his place. Oh, hopefully that changes for you. We have Taft and Troy Klein, Peter. They are headed to Gross Tate for deer hunting on a beautiful morning. They have been seeing a lot of deer so far this season. I guess you just didn't get the one you want yet, huh? And another Alabama listener, our friend the Backstrap Stacker, Campos Marina has really stepped it up with that new intro song. I agree with you. I think it's phenomenal. And it's chilly up there in the Alabama woods. Several mornings this week it was under 21. Ooh, that is chilly. Have a good one. It's 5 degrees. It's under 25, and the deer seem to be staying in their beds a little longer till that sun gets up. I don't blame them. Can you blame them? Try to sit late, and his buddy heater helps. Y'all have a good one. Thank you to the Backstrap Stacker. Mad Trucker checking in. We're asking about ducks that or waterfowl or migratory birds that have been banded. Old Man Sam says that the wood duck hen he got was banded in August of 1998 by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources near Garwin, Iowa. It was harvested on, and I'm going to pronounce it like they do, BEF, W-M-A, in Caldwell Parish, 1999. Of course, down here we call that buff, like Bayou Buff or Lake Buff, B-O-E-U-F. It's the French word for beef. But they call it BEF up there for some crazy reason. You know, that's those Yankees live north of I-10. Anyway, for those of you not familiar with banding of ducks, if you get one, there's information on there on a phone number to contact, and they will provide you background information. You're providing them information as far as tracking the migratory patterns on those birds. But in return, you get to keep the band, and you also get to know the history of the bird. All right, we got more texts. We'll get to those. But first, we've got to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, and Jacob listening to us in Irish Bayou, he's just got a couple more days. Monday, he's headed to around Lubbock, Texas, somewhere in the wilderness. He's gone for some sandhill crane, goose, duck, and pheasant hunting. Boy, that's quite a combo. Good luck to you, Jacob. Come back with some pictures for us. Here's Lafitte LT. His wife and he ended up, and he sent me some pictures, nice birds on a beautiful day, Lafitte. You had a great day over there with Captain Kirk over at Hackberry. 7 teal, 2 grays, and 1 doe gree, and a partridge and a pear tree. Had plenty of opportunities, but he did more missing than hitting. Thoroughly enjoyed everything about Hackberry Rod and Gun. One of the most impressive things was watching Jared, who was a guide's Labrador Charlie, go underwater after a doe gree and coming up with it in her mouth. I'll definitely look into going back. My nephew and fiance also enjoyed their hunt. Glad you had a good time. I've never had a bad time at Hackberry Rod and Gun over there with our Captain Kirk Stancil and his gang. All right, let's get to some of these Christmas gift ideas. Okay, if you happen to be stumped, I'm here to help you. We provide a lot of services for you, and if you're interested in getting a gift that's unique, I'll give you some ideas. You know, Christmas and New Year's is a time to be jolly and have a little cheer. Well, I discovered that Chef John Foltz, who cooks for us on Bayou Wild TV, he has actually developed a distillery up there at White Oak Estate and Gardens in Baton Rouge. And he's got two products he produces, and the name is Stillwater. He's got a bourbon and he's got a rum, and they are phenomenal. And these are special gifts because you're not going to find them at a liquor store or a grocery store or a drugstore. You have to go to White Oak. It's the only place they're sold. And just look it up. It's White Oak Estate and Gardens in Baton Rouge. And it's Stillwater bourbon or rum. It's a very special gift. The other gift I want to mention to you, Seato. You know, we talk about them every week. Get a membership for the boater on your list. It's $249. Maybe a little expensive side, but if you love someone and you care about them, believe me, a Seato policy, if they never use it, you're happy. But if they need it, they'll certainly be glad they've got it. Another one is the St. Hubert Prayer in print that I wrote, and Randy Caminita did a portrait, and we put it all on canvas. And right now we have a special on where if you order one at the one price, you get one free. So you get two of them for $50. That includes tax, shipping, title, license, everything you need. And if you're not familiar with who St. Hubert is, look on my website and read the story called The Blooding Right, Why We Do It. You know, when you someone shoots their first deer, we put blood on their face and all that. That is rooted in an ancient religious ritual. It's a fascinating story. And read the story. And then if you're interested, the prayer to St. Hubert on behalf of hunters. It's a very unique gift, and they come unframed, and you can pick the frame to give it to your folks. You'll find them on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. It's the St. Hubert prayer in print. All right, I got about eight more of them to get to. We'll do that when we come back after this break. If you want to shoot us a text, got a question, comment, fishing report, you're lucky enough to get a bear permit, only 10 people in the state got those, or if you were lucky enough to shoot a banded migratory bird, want to hear the details on it. 504-260-1870. We got fishing reports, too, to pass along to you. All that's coming up on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, continuing with our Christmas gift ideas, maybe you never thought of. This is one, if you got someone that used to live here or is interested in South Louisiana cuisine, Uncle Larry's products. He's got the ready, set, gumbo, comes in a jar, ready to go, stewing a few. He's got some special spices, and you can ship that direct to them. And I don't care how poor of a cook they might be, their gumbo will be good. They can enjoy some really South Louisiana gumbo. And you just go to, you can either go to my website from a lot of these, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and there are links that will take you to the site to order it. Or go directly to Uncle Larry's Food and Spice, and his prices include shipping and tax and all the details about the products. And believe me, they will love you if you send a couple of jars of that up north. Also, Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association, they have a lot of products. If you want to send some clothing like a beanie cap or maybe a hoodie jacket or T-shirts, fishing shirts, and you'll be supporting the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association, a great organization, and it makes it a little stocking stuffer. They've got them all different price ranges, even koozies and things, very inexpensive, and you can find that. There's also a link from my site, or go to supportlwaa.org. That's supportlwaa.org. Speaking of stocking stuffers, here's one. How many Christmas gifts can you get for $2.99? You can get the Kindle copy of a book I wrote called Beyond Bullets and Baits. It's not about how to, where to go at all. It's more about the stories behind hunting and fishing. And it's $2.99. You can order it on my webpage, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, or you can go to Amazon and find it or Google it. It's called Beyond Bullets and Baits. $2.99 a copy. There you go. It's a short book, good quick read. It's a compilation of stories I have written over the years. All right, if you want to get the exact opposite in books, 10-pound cookbooks, Hooks, Lies, and Alibis is the one on fish and seafood. After the Hunt is the one on cooking wild game. But these are much more than just recipes in a cookbook. They're stories. They talk about the culture, the history of hunting and fishing. The author, none other than John Foltz, the premier ambassador of Louisiana outdoor cooking. And you go to jfoltz.com, or you can find these in most of the bigger bookstores. You know, you can find them online. You can find them also at, you know, all the major popular bookstores you see around town. It's called Hooks, Lies, and Alibis, if you want the one on fish and seafood. And After the Hunt, you talk about make a great, great Christmas gift. Also, if you've got a fisherman who likes to explore new places and spends a lot of time in our complex, our maze of marshes and bayous, Standard Mapping Company has the LA1 card. You just pop this into your Lowrance, into your GPS, and it shows you pathways and gives you an aerial shot of where you are or where you're going. You can link those from my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, or you can go to Standard Map and you can place your order there, and you'll definitely get those in time for Christmas. All right, number nine, fishing charter. How about that? Send somebody on an expense-paid fishing trip. If you go to lasaltwater.com, you can pick the type of fishing, information on guides all over the state of Louisiana. Most of them will sell you a gift certificate. So you don't have to give them a specific date. You give the gift card to the recipient, and they work it out with the guide as far as the date, the time, and the number of people that'll be going. But you can get that at lasaltwater.com. And number 10, you know, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to participate in what was once known as a sport of princes, and that is quail hunting, bird hunting. I'm fortunate. I've had bird dogs, and I've been into bird hunting for many, many decades. But a lot of people never get that opportunity. I mean, to buy a dog, to train it, own it, and then find a place to hunt is very difficult. That's where guided quail hunts on shooting preserves comes in. And the one that I spend a lot of time at is in Poplarville, Mississippi. It's called Crane Creek Hunting. It's Lance Ladner. They've got professional guides, top-notch dogs. You pick the day, you pick the time, and you go up there with your party, and you have a very safe, easily walked hunting excursion, and just watching the dogs is worth the price. Again, it's Crane Creek Hunting in Poplarville, Mississippi. Give Lance a call. They'll get you a gift certificate, present that to someone. And you know what you can do? Give them the gift certificate for two or three people, and then you can accompany them up there with them and enjoy a day with them, as well as giving them a guided hunt that's going to end up with some really good table fare. I tell you what, there are more ways to, just as many ways to cook quail as you cook chicken. So there you go. That's 10 gift ideas you may not have thought about. Hopefully that'll help you get some scratches on your Christmas gift shopping list. All right, a couple more texts before we get to Darryl Carpenter. Old Man Sam says he was living in Caldwell Parish called, well, it's H-E-B-E-R-T. And, of course, that's Hebert around these parts. But they don't speak French, so they pronounce it Hebert. That's from Old Man Sam. I'm sure Bobby Hebert, the Cajun cannon, has been called Hebert before. And here's a good frozen morning from Ohio. The pro north tip of the day, empty those rain barrels before they freeze. Otherwise, they'll freeze up and pop. I have 2 30-gallon ice pops in my yard. Stay warm down there, y'all. Well, yeah, that's how living in Ohio is. All right, here's a text. I actually had a little of Chef John's Stillwater Bourbon last night that I had picked up in February at the Boucherie. Definitely a great gift idea, beautiful packaging, and a great flavor for the bourbon or rum connoisseur in your life. And I knew he would throw this in. Goes good with Melaton, too. That's David Hubble. By the way, David, I'm going to be dining on those Melatons. You gave me the plants they produced, and we'll be dining on those this week. All right, we come back after this. Darryl Carpenter joins us from Grand Isle, Louisiana. He's got a fishing report for you next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, it's a chilly Saturday morning as we turn the corner into December, headed for some holidays and some good fishing in the wintertime. Let's talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. He fishes in Grand Isle and areas surrounding. Darryl, what's going on down there? How are those guys going to be doing up in Galliano in the kayaks this morning?
Oh, I would imagine they're going to be a little bit cold, hoping like heck they got their base layers on.
Yes, indeed. So what's been going on around the island?
Well, Don, let me tell you, it's we've had a couple of good hard cold fronts, and we've had the water temperatures drop below 60. It's time for you and I to put that broken record on and start playing it every week, and can you guess what the title of that baby is?
I think so.
Yeah, it's the side of the road has busted wide open. It's been going on for a few days. There was a couple of days in between the front last week where inside did really well. Some good catches of trout still around. But this week with that cold water and the water temperature dropped like it did, the side of the road just went stupid. Plenty of fish to be caught. In between fish, you can tuck into your car for a little while, get out the wind, get warm up a little bit. It's going to be that way until late February. It ended early last year, but it'll be that way until at least late February into March. Other than that, Don, it's the typical wintertime pattern is setting in. The sheephead are showing up. So speckled trout on side the road, run north and get protected for redfish. And if you just want to have a good old time and bring a kid fishing, make sure you put plenty of gnat spray on him so he doesn't get bothered, and dunk you some shrimp on top of oyster reef somewhere and it's full of sheephead.
And Darryl, how would you suggest rigging up for that side of the road fishing?
Well, Don, most of that stuff there is either suspended baits or on the bottom. There's not a whole lot of carp fishing goes on there. You can catch them under a cark at times, but this is a good place where you're, you know, if you want to, people use baits that they tend to be confident in, and confidence means they've caught fish on them before. If you've ever thrown or wanted to throw a suspended hard stick bait or something like that and just didn't have confidence in it, now's a good time to throw a good suspending twitch bait on the side of the road, because if the fish are there, they're going to hit it. Anything from your semi-soft baits like your sluggos to any of your stick baits, your twitch baits that weren't running a suspended column at least 3-4 feet deep, and it's a good way to say, you know what, these baits really do work, because when you find the fish on that side of the road, on those road pits, they will hit that. If not, your various plastics on the bottom, just work them slow until you find the fish. Work them different depths until you find the fish, and it'll be a confidence booster, I promise you.
Well, naturally, you want to find the sheep head along structure, whether it be, you know, some bushes or grass alongside of a small bayou, or if you want to fish a weir or some type of a pole or pilings. How do you rig up? You prefer a jig head or just an open hook with maybe a split shot to get it down?
Well, if I'm targeting them, Don, I'd rather the jig heads, and I like the old H&H jig heads for that, because they typically have those longer shafts, and the average is 8 to 10 fish off of a jig head. Crimp the barb down. If you're strictly targeting sheephead, if you want to make your life easier, crimp the barb. That way, you've got nothing to get hung up on. If he's not going to swallow the lead, if you're using a jig head, it's not going to be a gut hook where he swallows the lead. All you got to do is grab the head with a pair of pliers, jerk it out. The hook will probably straighten. Like I said, you get about 8 or 10 of them bending it back and forth before it finally breaks, and you just got to change jig heads.
That's how you can tell a sheephead. He's got a tackle box full of bent jig heads. You can bend them up.
Yeah.
Taking that barb off will make it easy and increase the life of your jig head for sure.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, they don't typically swallow the lead portion of it itself, so it's always hanging out to grab. Grab it with your pliers, jerk it real good. It's going to straighten up. Just bend it right back. Sheephead are not picky. It's not about presentation. It's all about I'm hungry and you got something I want to eat.
Yes, they do, and they fight hard too. Darryl, somebody wants to get a gift certificate for someone for Christmas from RealScreamers.com. How do they go about doing that?
Well, they can shoot us a text or email. Just get in touch with us, and we'll get it printed out and sent to them. As long as they've got a, you know, if they've got a printer, we can just email it and let them print it, or we can print it out and mail it out to them. It's give us a call, 225-937-6288, or hit us on the website at realscreamers.com.
All right, my friend, have a good weekend. Stay warm. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don, you have a good day.
Yes, sir. Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Fishes down around the Grand Isle area. All right, coming up in the second hour of the program, well, of course, we got a bad boy story to tell you about. And, boy, I tell you, bad and bad ones keep coming down the pike. Mike Gallo's going to check in with us, get a Lake Pontchartrain report. They've been catching some nice specks there. I don't know how this deep freeze is going to affect that. Eric Mohabarak's going to talk about the upcoming Minimalist Challenge and some paddling for your fish during colder weather. Ryan Lambert's got a duck in, actually, you call it a blast and cast. It's a duck and fishing report from down in Burris. And we're going to talk to Captain Marty, Martha Spencer, about the Cocodree area and fishing out of Coco Marina, what you need to know to get down there and catch them offshore or inshore. All that's coming up right here. And your text messages, too, 504-260-1870. Back after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.